Hey, welcome back to Real Talk with Caleb. Hope everybody's doing great today. Hey, listen, I'm traveling right now, and so there might be some background noise because I'm recording in a hotel room off of my laptop here. So I tell you what, you know how it is you continue to press on no matter where you're at. And I know you all do the same thing. And today I want to talk to you about legacy. I'm trying to get the article published, and I wanted the recording to be part of the article. So let's jump right into this. I don't know if you've thought about it much. I've thought about it quite a bit over the last 10 years. About leaving a legacy. What is a legacy and leaving a legacy, and how do you go about doing that? So just a couple of tips on that, at least what comes to my mind when I think about a legacy. And I think it's only fair that we start with a description or a definition so that we're on the same page. And just from the dictionary itself, right? I know, Caleb the country boy reading the dictionary. But the long-lasting impact of particular events, actions, etc. that took place in the past or of a person's life. I'd like to talk about legacy in that regard. I know there's other definitions of legacy, but just so that we're on the same page, so to speak, I'd like to talk about legacy from that angle. And I broke it down. You could write up a whole chapter in a book, maybe even a whole book about legacy. And, you know, I did write a chapter in Boot Leadership, wrote a chapter about legacy. But pulling and condensing it down, I've got 6 points, and I'm not saying these are the only points, just the points that stand out to me. And my top six are discover your values and guiding principles, also known as your purpose or your why, and then live through them. Reveal or unlock, show the world, if you will, your natural talents and abilities. Unlock the secret. So we'll talk about the secret sauce. Create a strategy. You know, you need a strategy. And when you're talking about leaving a legacy, you don't just show up and hope it falls in somebody's lap, you know, or in your lap. And then inspire the next generation. And that is specific, more so probably to the type of legacy I'm talking about, right? Yeah, inspire the next generation and then give back. And just a couple of questions to follow along with that when you're actually thinking about leaving a legacy and you actually start getting after your strategy. There's a couple of questions I'll say, you would ask yourself, did I teach, coach, mentor, and lead them? Did I prepare them? And did I care? Did I create a remarkable experience for them? So how do we leave a legacy? It seems simple. However, in my experiences, I've seen that it can be more complex than I assumed and honestly many others have assumed. We often get caught up in the idea that our legacy must be tangible. It doesn't. And I submit to you that it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be caught up in those things. Aligned with the definition that we just discussed, our legacies are left in those around us, those we love and have positively impacted. It isn't explicitly aligned to any career, specialty area, or function or profession. It is in the humans we surround ourselves with. A portion of my perspective to add a little bit of value to the steps that I just read to you. I chose two pictures. If you haven't seen the LinkedIn article, the article I put out on LinkedIn, just follow the subscription link in the bottom of this or in the show notes, if you will. I used two pictures, a picture of my sons, me and my sons, both pictures of me and my sons, excuse me, and they're about 14 years apart. And that's, I chose that because my guiding principles are my faith, family, and service. My core values are integrity, service, or integrity, courage, love, and discipline. But my guiding principles, faith, family, and service. I bring up my guiding principles in this discussion because it is where I believe legacy truly resides. I'm unaware of how you create a legacy outside of your guiding principles and or personal values. The pictures that I shared on the article highlight a portion of my journey in the Vaden legacy building. Early on in my fatherhood, I decided I'd help with the help of some, you know, really fantastic people. You have to have mentors, coaches, I believe, in your life. And I shared with them that I desired for my sons to be great men and citizens, and I wanted to help them to help others on their journey. And the only way I could really visualize this come into fruition was through a very disciplined and thoughtful approach, which we'll talk a little bit later about in the strategy. And I used my sons, I have four of them, as a conversation starter regarding legacy. And however, the principles I share with you today on this pod and in the article should be able to be applied across, you know, agnostic to that. But I use that as a conversation starter. starter. Legacy is an investment. I knew my sons would only know about legacy, the legacy that I wanted to leave for them, with action on my part. So I took a deliberate approach. I wanted to invest a lot of time strictly focusing on the legacy so it'd be able to avoid being left to fate. Listen, this is serious work, and you won't get credit for it, but we all know that's not what legacy is about anyway. It's not about praise. It's about inspiring the best out of humans with a focus on a particular set of principles that you believe, if followed, will have a positive impact on the lives, their lives, allowing them to do the same for others. Many assume they should leave a mark through their accomplishments, work, and accolades, and etc. And while those things are good, they're not what legacies are really built on. To truly make a long-lasting impression, you must first answer a pivotal question. What does it mean to you to leave a legacy? Leaving a legacy must be meaningful and uniquely you. But how do we do that? Well, if you're reading the article, you can keep reading. And if you're listening to the pod, just keep listening. Discover your values and guiding principles and purpose, your why, and then live through them. Excuse me. Understanding how to leave a legacy can seem vague and only possible if you know your values and guiding principles. We must be authentic and inspire people. It is doubtful that you will inspire people if you are not genuine and passionate. The key to your passion is through your values and purpose. Once you identify your values and purpose, you will unlock and display your passion, fueling your fire to leave a legacy. Building trust with those that you want to leave a legacy with is imperative. We can only do that by being credible and approachable. Without purpose, any action you take feels aimless. To discover your purpose, start with the end in mind. You will want your legacy based on your values, so write them down and keep them concise. Do you want your legacy to be diligence, work, discipline, etc.? Writing down your values enables a clear focus on what fulfills you the most, your purpose. Then build your legacy. Reveal your natural talents and abilities. True, what got you here won't necessarily get you there. However, we all have natural strengths. We should not stray too far from our natural abilities to over-focus on our weaknesses. The great author John C. Maxwell and speaker, I don't know if you've ever had a chance to listen to or read his work, but my goodness, he's amazing. And I'm not quoting directly yet on him. I will quote him in a second. But he stated somewhere between 5 and 95%. He stated that 5%, 95%. So basically focusing in your strength zones 95% of your time and your weaknesses or your weak areas only 5%. Because he said if you get too caught up in trying to focus on your weak areas, then you lose out on what your in his words, God-given or natural abilities are. And now directly quoting, he said, to succeed in life, we must stay within our strength zone, but continually move outside of our comfort zone. Think of those people in which you have the greatest admiration for, those people who inspire, motivate, and elevate you, those people that praise you behind your back, not the opposite. I guarantee that the individuals who come into your thoughts are of the utmost respect, give others respect, and treat others with kindness. They may also come into your memory's focus due to their impeccable talents. Tony Robbins said, there is something fundamentally poignant about watching someone's gift come to life. In self-actualization, living out the innate talents that make you uniquely you, you demonstrate how to leave a legacy that others will admire. Unlock the secret. Well, the secret here, there isn't a secret. But since you seldom see this thing in action, it seems like a secret. Living out your values and purpose creates an environment of contentment. That contentment is a good thing. It is serenity. We can only truly give to others when we are content and not focus on the next best thing. What does legacy mean? That is a question about passions that meet a need in the world. Legacy is a question about passions that meet a need in the world. Finding your values and purpose gives you passion. And when you relate that passion with your unique talents, that produces your recipe for leaving your legacy. It should be noted that it is not an overnight strategy development. It's not a microwave here. We're in a crock pot. It should take considerable time to ensure that you're genuine, that you genuinely align your values, purpose, and your passion. When you've tried to discover your true passions, you're ready to implement practical strategies for leaving a legacy. Create a strategy. You need an excellent strategy to leave a good legacy that lives on after you are gone. We're not talking about having a job that requires us to show up daily. We're talking about creating something that will remain without you. I have provided generalized principles here on leaving a good legacy. However, you will need to develop your own specialized plan for your legacy because it's, well, uniquely you. Inspire the next generation. While I do not have a specific strategy steps in this article or on this podcast, I want to share a couple more generic topics. Leaving a legacy means finding your fulfillment and inspiring others to achieve great things that they cannot even see in themselves yet accomplishing. When you're gone, your legacy will live on in those you coached and mentored, the people you inspired, and the lives you created with long-lasting positive influence. Give back. We are all living in our dash. You know, there on your tombstone, there will be a date you were born and then a dash, and hopefully sometime long in the future, there's another date. So we're living in our dash. Make sure it's a life worth talking about. Make sure it's a legacy, a legendary legacy. If everything in your life is awesome and you have the most extraordinary stories, accomplishments, etc., and you did it without love and kindness, then I submit to you, you failed at this thing we called life. Plain and simple. One of the primary foundational principles of leaving a legacy is giving back. In doing so, I challenge you with the three questions I opened up with about you building a legacy and how you build a legacy and who you build it through and what you should be asking them. Did I teach, coach, mentor, and lead them? Did I prepare them? And did I create a remarkable experience for them? Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a blessed day, a blessed rest of your week, a blessed life. I hope that you really take some time to think about the legacy you're leaving. What kind of life are you living? Who's watching? Because I promise you there are people watching. And what will your legacy look like? Y'all know the deal. Keep it real and stay hard to kill.